Richard Thomas is today publishing a list of companies, there's around 30 companies on the list, that he believes have been buying secret personal data about workers when they wanted to vet these workers before employing them.
Now, a lot of people working in the construction industry have suspected for a long time that blacklists have been in operation. Is this evidence of that?
Well, that's the interesting thing, is that, you know, there's been allegations of this for a long time. And then suddenly, out of the blue, Richard Thomas has raided a private detective in Droitwich and seized the contents of a large intelligence, what he calls is a large intelligence database.
And how long is this alleged to have been going on?
Richard Thomas believes that the private detective who has been compiling the database and selling the information to the construction companies, he believes that that private detective has been working for 15 years.
And he believes that workers have been denied employment because of this list.
He's saying that it's unfair that workers do not have the opportunity to know about the list and challenge whether or not the list is inaccurate. And he's saying that it's likely that they would have suffered what he calls damage and distress by being denied work.
And what have the companies said about these claims?
The companies have either not commented, or they denied that they blacklist, or they say they used to employ this private investigator, but no longer. A few of the firms do say that they bought companies who used this guy, who paid the private investigator, and then, but when they bought the company and discovered this, they then stopped that.